This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
I think it'd be great if you could say the Sox are going to get 20 wins before they get to 40 losses. I don't generally expect them to win series, but I think they could.
And the Orioles are one out away from a three-game sweep. The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Orioles collect a three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox.
And how much better can the Cubs offense get?
And the 1-2, swing and a miss, it's all over. The Cubs are 15 games above 500. They open up a four-game lead over St. Louis in the division race and run a very successful homestand. The Cubs against Colorado and Cincinnati win 5 out of 6 games.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Ooh-wee.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for Mr. David. Ruthie, thank you for coming in with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to see you.
You know I love getting up early with you guys.
Yes, oh, you really feel like you've accomplished something when you get to that mid-afternoon lull where your head is going to collapse. The only thing that keeps you awake driving home is your head hitting the steering wheel. It's an old line from a friend
lovely.
Of mine. Yeah, it's funny stuff. But
I feel great right
now. Did you have a fun weekend?
Had a great weekend.
Oh, it was a great weekend. The weather turned a little.
I golfed 16 holes yesterday.
16?
Had to give up on the last two.
That's
where I was.
That's interesting.
My husband did 18 and I said, I think I'm done. So I let him golf the last two on his... in peace.
I have watched Michael Jordan get up in the morning and golf 36 holes of golf and then go play a basketball game. And I've never understood where you get that energy from, like, or where you get the drive to play 18 and keep going. I've never felt, and I'm not a very good golfer, but when I've managed to get, nine seems like a fitting amount of golf. You're just going to burn like an hour and a half. The problem with golf is you got to have a lot of time.
You got to have a lot of time. And we had sort of a late tee time, got a little chilly at the end. I was hungry. I knew I had to get up early this morning. I was just, I said, we got to fly through these next two. It's in everyone's best interest if I just hang it up here. But we had a great time.
Oh,
I love being outside. I love walking. I love the, and it was obviously beautiful. So
Today, it's going to be like 80 degrees.
Hallelujah.
75, 80 degrees, something like that. We're finally summer, and what are we into? We're into June, but it is the 2nd of June today, and finally, summer is arrived.
I can't believe it's June. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. We can now look at the baseball standings with no regret. And the Cubs are doing very well.
Yes, they are.
And they won another series. How many in a row have they won? They've been winning series
left and right. Six in a row.
It's good stuff. And they didn't start it well. And I was a little concerned about them because they were struggling to score runs. And then they did so yesterday in a good way. So
I thought you meant they didn't start the season well because of Tokyo.
No. I
Tokyo, everyone got a little nervous.
Yeah, Tokyo was like a homecoming thing for Shohei Ohtani more than anybody else. And I think that that was a sacrificial trip. I didn't expect great things from it, but I was not let down by the lack of success in Tokyo. I think they've been playing really well. I did not like the way they played against Colorado, and I felt like Friday's loss was kind of – that was because they weren't playing very well, and I was a little concerned, but they came back. And Jameson Taillon yesterday was great, and Michael Busch hit a home run. We haven't seen Michael Busch hit a lot of home runs of late. I think it was early May the last time he hit one, so that was good just for him. And PCA got his hits, and I thought there were a lot of – positives for the Cubs over the weekend.
A lot of positives. My favorite thing about this team is that I think they can find different ways to win games when need to.
Yep.
So the Rockies, what was your phrase you used last week? Describing that series?
What did they say?
That has taken on a life of its own.
Yeah,
weak sweep.
The weak sweep.
Well, they didn't play well. And then I felt justified on Friday when they played poorly. I was like, nah, this is not good. But then they turned it around.
The weak sweep had some validity if they would have continued, I think, the weakness through the...
Right.
But they find different ways to win. And
they're very good.
You know, you're not going to play well every series. It's a long season. And they find ways to win. And that's what they did this weekend.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, it was really good to see. And we've got some really positive questions with them to talk about. We don't have a lot of positivity about the White Sox, who went into Baltimore with an opportunity to, if they had swept, and instead they were swept, and they were swept it's typically White Sox, one-run loss, two-run loss. That's kind of what they do this year, which is better than being utterly humiliated like they were a year ago.
Right.
But it is, I mean, they scored, I think it was 14 runs in New York against the Mets, and they won a game in that series against the Mets. The Mets kind of went into that series with like as strong an ERA as there is in baseball, and the lowly White Sox score some runs against them. Then they get to Baltimore, and that
all hell breaks loose.
That's gone. How many runs did they score over the weekend? It was 2-2-5 in three games. You're not going to win very many games if you score 5 runs total in a 3-game set.
I'm sure we'll talk about it, but the scrum, the little benches clearing, quote unquote brawl. What'd you think about it?
You know, I'm all for it. I love a good scrum. I got no problem with. I mean, I didn't think
it was so weird. It was such a weird. It's just a series of events.
But it's such a weird. The Sox are so weird, and their season is so weird. It's just. I mean, are frustrations boiling over? No, I don't get that sense.
No.
It's just.
I thought it was weird
just
from
kind of a weird baseball thing
from the Orioles' perspective, like an overdramatic and.
They're the biggest disappointment in baseball, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I understand it from that viewpoint. But you're right. That was just a totally bizarre.
So funny.
It's so ridiculous. But that series, like, you know, unfortunately, I have to watch that stuff. Just, I don't know why I do.
So loyal.
It's not even that. I just am amused by Chuck and Ozzy.
Oh, they're the best.
It's such a great post game. And when Ozzy... Like Ozzy on Luis Robert yesterday was
phenomenal.
It was fantastic.
And
spot on, by the way.
And you know what? I think the beautiful thing about Ozzy is that he is so honest and truthful to where it can come off as harsh, But I think what we heard from him yesterday shows that he also still kind of has that, like, what made him such a great manager is like that compassion and empathy that I think really came through yesterday when he was talking about Luis Robert. And, you know, and I think that's just what people don't always see that from Ozzy, but we know it as we know him.
He's friends with the guy. He likes the guy. He talks to the guy. He said he can't wait to get to the ballpark to go and talk to him.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I mean, his performance in that series, it was shocking to me. He struck out three times on Friday, three times on Saturday. They moved him to seventh, and he got on base twice, but he walked once, and there was a catcher's interference. He did nothing. Mm-hmm. He was on base. Somebody hits like a line drive out, and he's on second base. He did such a bad base running play that the outfielder just threw the ball into second. He could have thrown it to first and gotten a double play. I mean, it was shocking what a poor baseball decision that was.
Yeah.
And I think he's like at the plate, he just doesn't look like he has a concept of hitting. They're throwing him nothing. Mm. He doesn't get a fastball, and he's weakly swinging. It's just like, it is shocking to see a guy who was once an all-star player and you thought could be something special be as flat out bad as he is. It's shocking.
It's a really interesting sort of to see how Will Venable is managing this. I think as a first-time manager, you take him out of the lineup, you move him down in the lineup, trying to get something going, and they just can't. He just can't seem to figure it out.
He can't. I don't know.
Really,
what is the next move?
Right, and that's the issue.
Honest to God, if ever a guy needed a Colson Montgomery vacation,
to Arizona.
Send him out to Arizona for a week. They got to do something.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if he is listening or paying attention or if they can get to him. If there's been, I was very disturbed. Was it a week or 10 days ago when he said through the translator that he knew that no one was going to be able to trade for him because he was playing so poorly?
Yeah.
Wow. You want to talk about stuff you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, so I'm watching this game. My son comes downstairs. He's like, he sees a terrible strikeout from Luis Robert. And he said, God, that was all. How's he doing? And I'm like, I don't know, like 190? He's hitting 190? And then the next time he came down the next day, another awful strikeout. And he's like, wow, is he still hitting 190? I'm like, he must be at 188 now.
Right.
I mean, just watching this, it feels like he went 0 for 10. In that series, I mean, it's like, it's noticeable that he's that bad.
Right.
It's not like, oh, that guy's off the boil. He's not playing well. He's like in Vaughn-y territory.
Right. And if he wasn't making what he's making, he probably would have been.
And, you know, here's the fear. What do you do with him next year? If you can dump him or pay him $20 million because you're not going to be able to trade him, what do you do with him? I mean, and, you know, you're not getting anything for that guy.
Right.
They held out hoping to get two prospects. One wasn't enough. What is the price now for that guy? It's like, and I mean,
I think everyone knows you're not, that there's no leverage.
Awful. I just hate seeing a guy with that
so
kind
much
of talent.
Talent.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And really, you want to make sure you're not, is he enjoying playing?
No.
Is he, you know, does he love baseball right now? There's no way. So find a way to get that joy back for him, because I think that's, and play carefree, and that's just feels very far away for him right
now. Yeah, I don't know. I really have no idea what's gone wrong with the guy. I mean, I have a couple of theories, but nothing that is worth repeating. It's just so god awful. It's just painful to watch someone that once was a real kind of bright spot on the landscape of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you thought he was going to be like a really good player. And it's really frustrating because I think it's like this classic what could have been story with all of these Sox players, all of these guys that they went to and gave contracts to and then wound up being stuck with people that never did anything, and then their whole team went to HE double hockey sticks.
HE double hockey
It's cruel and it's mean to say it, but
I know.
It needs to sit down.
Hey, at least they're not the Rockies this year.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Thank God for the Rockies.
Yeah.
I mean, just because maybe
puts things
last
into
year's
perspective.
Record will change. You know, they won't have the modern baseball record for futility. Right. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if there's any way out. I thought for a while there that they were getting better, but they got this guy dragging them down too. It's terrible.
I have loved watching, on a bright note, I've loved watching Edgar Caro.
Yes.
I think he is a bright spot of the season.
Yes.
Mydroth as well. I agree. There's a lot of hope when you look at some of these young players and how they are being developed within the organization. That's a one way to look at sort of the situation and maybe a tie. You know, it's going to take some time, but there is some change coming.
You hope so. And I don't mean to be a negative Nelly about it, but like one of the things they're doing well is pitching. And as we've talked about, they got somebody that knows what the heck they're doing in terms of their pitching. But they also had seven guys leave camp for Tommy John surgery. And you watch the young guys developing, and Noah Schultz is doing great. But, you know, they got to worry about other guys and innings loads and all that. Even Hagen Smith, you know. Mm-hmm. I just worry that, like, some of the great young players on the way might not be that great, Colson Montgomery. And if that happens, not like they're overloaded with these players, right? I mean, they only have kind of a handful of these young stars. You know, maybe they got the third pick in the draft. I mean, who knows? No, they got the 10th pick in the draft. What am I saying? Who knows? But they got the first pick in every other round. Who knows how they'll end up doing? And I suppose if you wanted to be optimistic, you could say that losing to Colorado losing over the weekend that series against the Orioles, that's another team that you worry could have been ahead of them if you get to lottery numbers and all that stuff. But, you know, Colorado has been in the lottery the last 2 years. So they're like the Sox were last year. Even if they have as bad a year as they're having, they will not get a top pick.
Right.
They won't get it. They don't qualify for it. Imagine being a Colorado fan. It's like the Sox. But, you know, everyone keeps saying, well, you got to remember, they pick first in every other round. They just don't pick first in the first round.
Right.
So they could probably get above slot players, maybe. Who knows?
Right.
If they come up with money. But I don't want to worry about the baseball draft with everything else going on.
Yeah, the Cubs are good.
Cubs are great.
They're really good.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And I think you feel that. And, you know, you see someone in a Cubs jersey that's heading to the Cubs game, and you're like, oh, you know, like,
yes.
It's just cool to see that in the city when they're good.
Yeah, and I think they're going to get better as it gets all hotted up, right? I think that teams do in baseball improve as the weather turns. It feels like it's a summer sport, and we've been playing it in whatever weird what is this weather? The spring is more like kind of like it's felt like a hint of winter to
But today you're going to need your air conditioning
well,
for the
saying.
Next 2 days.
Crazy.
Right?
Yeah, today
that's
what I'm saying. But the weather's turned, buddy. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Didn't happen on Memorial Day.
But then, like Wednesday, it's going to be back in the 60s.
But it's going to be in the 70s again over the weekend, right?
Right?
I mean, it's
so going to
be,
bizarre,
it's going to be, I think we're turning a corner.
Yeah. I'll never forget when the first year I moved here, it snowed on Cinco de Mayo. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I moved here from Miami. I was we're back in the Midwest. Here we are. But it's okay. There is something very magical about the weather turning in Chicago. I will say that.
I did a show one time on Cinco de Mayo with Rick Tellender. And Rick, like we got on the air and Rick's like, hey, let's hear your best story from Mexico. Let's just talk about what's happened to you down in Mexico. And we kind of go to a break and I'm like looking at him and I'm like, are you sure this is okay? And he said, he said to me, have you been to Mexico? I'm like, no, I never went to Mexico. He's like, oh my God. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that happens in Mexico. We had like 4 hours, full phone lines, people telling the most hilarious stories of things that went wrong in Mexico for them. It was one of the funniest, like it was like literal belly laughs every 2 minutes.
Oh, I can imagine.
I think about it every Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Whether it's snowing or not.
It's not Cinco de Mayo. I just happened to bring up Cinco de Mayo.
No, but you brought it up. Yeah. And I can't get away from a couple of those stories. Some guys, like, this is the kind of stuff it was. Guys like down by the beach, and these kids come up to them and, you know, hey, do you want to rent a horse? It's like a $5 ride or something, and they give them $5, and they get on these horses, and they're riding on the beach, and they notice that they're being slowly surrounded, and it's like the kids had taken the horses from the police stalls and took them down and just took the money and left. These guys are arrested for horse thieves.
Oh, I mean, no.
Like, they got out of it.
But yeah.
But, that's funny. I don't know why that's funny.
It's probably not funny in the moment.
I bet it wouldn't be.
No.
But I laugh pretty hard at the idea. You think you're renting a horse and you're stealing one from the police? Give me a break. It's a good story.
We're off the rails here.
It's one to tell your friends. I know. Did you watch the NBA Finals?
Well, the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you watch the setup to the
NBA
Finals?
I did. You know what? Yes. And my husband's from Boston originally, big Celtics guy. And I just this year was kind of like, I'm rooting for the Knicks just to kind of
really?
Be. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I was just, and I covered the Celtics when I lived in Rhode Island. Yeah. I love the Celtics. But I was like, I don't know, there's something about the Knicks this year that I really am enjoying, like watching them play. And so I was disappointed. I was hoping it would at least get to a game seven. I felt like they had a chance to win it if it would have gone to a game seven. I think Indy's just sort of, I don't know. I just, they're not really that likable. Is that
No, that's fair. You can say that. David would be upset.
I know. Mr. Indy.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm kind of not a Knicks guy. And it was kind of fun to see them. Like, this is a huge offseason for them because they need to do something. They need, like, star-level player. They need to trade for Giannis. And I don't know that they have the pieces where they could pull off a deal like that, but they need something to put them over the top.
Did they think they were getting that with
Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
And I love Tibbs. But I don't know what it is about New York.
I think a lot of my sister's boyfriend is a diehard Knicks and like, you know, Twitter thumbs like Knicks fan, you know?
Yeah.
And so everyone's all mad about Kat. Everyone thinks Kat needs to go. And I don't, it's just, you gotta get the star, and it's New York and New York City. And like, if you want to get over the hump, it does feel like that's sort of the next.
It was not surprising that they lost, but the way they lost may have been, it was like, you can't, how many times did they turn the ball over? 18 times in that game? Holy cow. You cannot turn the ball over. And then Kat missed a lot of free throws. I think they missed 9 free throws in the game. Like, in an elimination game, you got to protect the ball.
Yeah.
And Jalen Brunson did not cover himself in glory in that game.
No.
And I think, like, missing free throws. And then they kept harping about it on TV. I thought it was a great point that the Knicks would score a bucket, and then the Pacers, like, 5 times in the game, would make a layup in response. Like, they were somehow not getting back on defense, and the Pacers just throwing the ball the length of the floor. It was a blowout game, and it makes me wonder about the NBA Finals, but not really. I think there's, like, one team significantly better.
Yeah.
Unless Siakam and Tyrese Haliburton can have, like, the series of their lives. Neither guy can afford a game off if they're going to win.
Did you see how Tyrese Haliburton thought he was going to get MVP and they gave it to, and he started
go
up for it?
I know.
I don't know if that's being blown out of proportion.
Well, I mean, it looked like that.
I thought
Siakam was really good in that game and in that series. So I understood it. But, you know, Haliburton had one really bad game. So I don't know. I mean, is that considered, is that the one, you know, the game 5, was it, in New York? Is that the one that kind of caught, I think he only had 8 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Or so. Are they holding a grudge against his dad? No, just kidding.
Oh, his dad was there. His dad seemed like he was celebrating in a box. That's good. As long as he's not on the floor, no problem. But it'll be good. The NHL finals begin on Wednesday.
Yep.
And then the NBA finals on Thursday. So that's something to watch. You got to love
it's finals. It's that time of year. Yeah. It's fun.
It is fun. And as you say, you know, the Cubs are playing well, so we got that going for us.
At least we got that. And Ben Johnson's here.
Ben Johnson is here. That was fun stuff.
Peak
I thought
sports.
Yeah,
right
I thought now. I thought last week was a good week for the Bears, and next week will be a good week.
Next week's going to be really interesting.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's really, there's a lot to look at and to follow.
This week.
Is it this week?
This week is mandatory minicamp. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was already jumping ahead.
And then I think they'll have another OTA before they break for the summer. I think that's the plan.
So the next two then are mandatory?
The next 3 days. Everyone reports today for mandatory minicamp.
Okay. Good.
And then the next 3 days we'll have open practice, which will be really cool. I'll be up there. So.
Yeah, you did a great job up there the other day. That was really fun.
Thank you. I loved getting to be out. In the field, you know, I'm kind of tied to the studio sometimes in our show, but it's cool that they kind of give me an opportunity to be a reporter too.
That's great. That's fun stuff. It's good.
Thank you.
Good to be up there. You do a great job.
It's fun, you know, watching the practices with Clay Harbor too. He's helping me identify defenses.
He has been excellent. We had him on the other day.
And
some of the things he had to say were really just made me think a little bit, and I appreciated that.
He's got such great stories. He has so much experience. He played for so many different teams, like with so many different players, and he's so connected throughout the NFL.
And he knows what he's looking at.
It
sounds like an obvious thing, but it's a big deal.
He was a really good football player, but he made his career in just how smart and study he was just so well studied, and he made a role for himself because he could just learn the playbook. And you know, obviously he was a great football player but
anybody that can actually play in the NFL honestly, anybody that can play professionally, you have to be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
you really do.
Yeah, and it's been really fun working with him.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
All right, we got the pick six next. We'll get to all the stories of the weekend, and we're going to have some fun this morning with Ruthie and for David. It's Mully and Hans.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
All right, here we go. What did you make of another quality start from Jameson Taillon for the Cubs Sunday? 7-3, the final over those Reds from Cincinnati. They get the series win. We've talked as much about his shortcomings, a penchant for allowing home runs, as his strengths. What would be the better acknowledgement according to his contribution? What helped him stabilize this team through the loss of the team's 1 and 2 pitchers?
You know, I think when the year is over and we look back on his role, I think we'll be much more appreciative of it than we have been. And I get it. You know, he gave up whatever it was. Was it 7 home runs, solo home runs, whatever? He gave up a home run in that game that went about 450 feet. I mean, man, when he gets hit, the ball is really rocked. That was, you know, exit velocity, your whole thing there, Dustin. You should feel proud of yourself. But, I thought J-Mo, as he's called, was phenomenal and did, like, a really good job. It's a quality start. They backed him up, and they won the game handily. And I think that he has been giving – and I know that we're not looking for quality starts. We're looking for a little bit more. And there are other people that have been – maybe more stellar, but from a consistency standpoint, I think we ought to appreciate him a little bit more than we have on this show.
It's a good point, and he is as consistent as they come, and he is the king of the quality start. I don't like the stat quality start, yep, and you know he did give up another home run yesterday. He's just, as you point out, he's kind of, for lack, boring. He doesn't wow you. His last start, he actually got really fired up. He walked off the stage and kind of did a fist kind of thing. He was really pumped up. But he keeps you in ball games. You're never really out of it with him. But there's never a dominating performance, right? He takes care of business. He attacks the strike zone. I don't think he's worried. He's not a swing and miss guy, and I don't think he's a shame that he's not a swing and miss guy. So again, he is the picture of consistency.
He's been consistent, and he has been exceptional at Wrigley Field. He is the second lowest ERA at home of all Major League Baseball pitchers in the last 2 seasons. He has a sub-2 ERA at home in the last 10 starts at Wrigley. He has been, I think, very crucial, dare I say, for the Cubs to sort of maintain and sustain their competitiveness and their how good they are while missing key guys like Steele and Shota. The Cubs are tied with the Mets for the best record in the National League right now. Like, they are exceptional, and I think Jameson Taillon has been a big part in just sort of helping them stay, keep the boat steady. He is one of those guys that we talked about in the opening segment about the Cubs have found different ways to win games, and I think he's been a big part of that.
The first part of your question.
That is Bruce Levine. He'll be with you guys. 7:25 this morning. Michael Busch had 3 RBI on Sunday, including his first home run since early May, and now we're in early June. Does he deserve an extended run versus all pitchers, including lefties? The Cubs offense finally got some runs yesterday thanks to his contributions. What will be even more the case this week if Kyle Tucker, big if, misses time after leaving with an injured jammed finger on Sunday?
Yeah, the Kyle Tucker finger injury is a little concerning. It sounds like they avoided the worst case scenario. I think Craig Counsell said day to day, so that's really good news. If it bothers him, you can afford to kind of let him heal, I guess, if it's just bruised or strained or whatever you want to call it.
Bruce texted that it's x-rays negative.
Yes, and that's what I believe counsel said the same thing. Yes. Yeah. So I think when it comes to Michael Bush, it's unfortunate. I think that Kyle Tucker may be out of the lineup here for a few days or whatever. But I think the way that Craig Counsell has managed Michael Bush has been productive. He has, when he's not been in the lineup, maybe he comes back and has a game like he had yesterday. So, and he's obviously been really good against lefties. So, if this is an opportunity to sort of let him show that he can be more consistent, so be it.
Yeah, I want him in there against a lefty at some point. He gets benched. He didn't play on Friday. He didn't play on Saturday. At Saturday at one point, Mully and I were talking about this yesterday, there was a situation where a right-handed pitcher now was on the mound. I thought they could have pinch hit for him right. in place of Justin Turner, and they still didn't do that. And listen, here's the thing, though. It looked like, based on how he did at the plate yesterday, and he was fine in the field, he's usually always fine in the field, that like maybe the couple of days helped and he bounced back. You know, it looked like he was rejuvenated by the couple of days off, but we had talked about the fact, like, I was shocked. I knew he wasn't going to play on Friday. I was shocked he didn't play on Saturday. And, you know, at that point, like, on Saturday, after Friday's game was so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, in the hole, had no offense. Yep. And you were right. It was looking like the Cubs were bored and just not going to bounce back. They had a great weekend. Good for Michael Bush. But here's the question for Craig Counsell. And maybe Bruce will ask it at some point. I mean, again, it's easy for me to sit here in my spot and say, you should ask this, you should ask that, what about this? I don't have to build a relationship with Craig Counsell. I'm not there every day. I haven't been at Wrigley Field in 2 years. And last time I was there working press forever ago. I mean, a decade ago, probably, the last time I was in a Cubs clubhouse actually asking a question after a game. Is he not going to play in the playoffs against a left-handed pitcher?
Right.
I find that hard to believe. So when's he going to learn how to do it?
Yeah, I don't even know if he needs to learn how to do it. It's just maybe how's he going to get used to it? I'm just saying, he's going to, you know, the ball comes in differently. I understand what the numbers say, and they are stat-driven. But you're right. You want that guy to be in high-leverage situations all year long, and at some point you hope that he gets more opportunity just so he can improve at it. But, what was that home run, 413 feet? I mean, that's a drive now. That's pretty good. And that really helped them in the game. So it was good to see him have that kind of an outing. It was just good. It was just a reminder that you got a good young player there that, is still relatively inexperienced. It took him a while to get up and obviously blocked by the Dodgers. So it was good to see him, just especially when you were struggling a little bit with your offense. It was good to have a laugher, and he was a huge part of it.
That's another really good question.
How do you explain the White Sox scoring just 5 runs while getting swept out of Baltimore by those Orioles? They had 14 runs at the Mets. And the Mets, they've got the best ERA in baseball. The White Sox last 7 losses have come by a total of 9 runs. They're 3-16 in one-run games, and they're 2-8 in two-run games, meaning, a little math here, 58% of their losses have been by 2 runs or less. What can they do about that?
Those are some horrible numbers, aren't they? 3-16 in one-run games. Wow, that is awful. And 2-8 when you only score 2 runs is much better. I mean, you know, clearly they need more runs, but it's befuddling to a certain extent, because they've got automatic outs in their lineup, and that's what happens when you are a bad team. And there are guys that you are using that you're hoping will do better than their numbers say they're going to do. And, you know, Benintendi is a pretty good hitter, but he's been out for a very long time. Two different stints on the injured list. Tauchman is back. He's a good hitter, but he missed some time. I don't know what they do to resolve this problem. I think, you know, get better players. They don't really have better players. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a real conundrum. They're not going to be trading for anyone. They're not going to spend money. I would say that the whole Luis Robert issue is a big part of this. You know, they got Vaughn out of there, which, believe it or not, probably makes him better. I was learned over the weekend that they believe Vargas might have some issues going one way or the other defensively at third base, and they feel that he can be a pretty good first baseman for him moving forward if he hits like he's been hitting. So maybe that's one of the things they're already doing to try to address it.
Yeah, it's not good, obviously, when you have those type of outings, and this goes back to what I know sometimes. Oh, you're patting them on the head, and isn't that nice? But the point is, if we looked back at last year, I bet they were losing by 4 or 5 or 6 runs. Now, maybe they were scoring 3 or 4 runs, but they were allowing, it felt like, 7 or 8 or double digit runs on a day in and day out basis. So they were the pitching's been a little bit better this year. I think the whole approach has been better this time around, and we're going to talk more about Luis Robert in a minute. I think you make a great point about Tauchman, Mully, is that I think he might be able to get on a roll, and you're batting him second or third on a daily. So if he can kind of get on base, maybe, right? Or maybe you need to move him down one more spot because he's in hope, you know, that Mydroff gets it going a little bit, things like that.
I'm not being mean about this, but is that the kind of guy you try to trade?
Absolutely. Somebody would want him. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think what you learn from those numbers, 3-16 in one run games, 2-8 in two run games, you're learning that this team is, I know it's an eye roll, but they're more competitive. They're in games late, and they have an opportunity to win games late. It's just they can't figure out that way to get over that hump. And they're not able to, they don't know how to win. They don't know how to win games. And obviously they're not hitting, but they do have good pitching. Hauser has been such a surprise and so phenomenal. And I think there needs to be, what happens to him? Is that another guy? Is that another guy potentially that you could get something for? But I just think there's...
It's so remarkable. I don't even know...
It's an unbelievable story.
You know what I mean? He came out of nowhere and he's had 3 good outings.
It's a cool story. But I think this team doesn't know how to win. And I think sending guys down like Vaughn is beneficial because you want to have players in the lineup that are elevating the guys around them. And I don't feel like there are enough of those guys right now. And I think that's where you hit that conundrum with Luis.
You know, the one other issue that we probably need to talk about that we don't is, it's okay, they can't hit and they can't score runs, and that's a serious problem. That's why you lose, you know, that's why you play 19 one-run games and lose 16 of them. The problem, though, is they can't close a game.
Yeah.
They can't, they get the lead. Didn't, what was
right.
it? The Hauser start where they were winning 1-0, and then mm-hmm. they just lose mm-hmm. at the end of the game. There are plenty of games like that where they, as you say, they lose at the end. Mm-hmm. They lose at the end of the game. They can't. They get a good start, and they don't get enough offense, and then they get beaten right. at the end. It's really problematic.
Or they're like fighting back, and they get some runs late, but it's just not.
Yeah,
you can't get that last two or that last one run. Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, next question.
That is the voice of Ozzie Guillen. He'll be with the show on Wednesday at 8. Do you agree with Ozzie that Luis Robert Jr. needs a day off? Like, how about today when the Tigers are over at the rate? Do you believe a more serious response is needed for his ongoing slump? How about hitting camp? out in Arizona. Robert seemed lost in Baltimore. He went 0 for 10, 7 Ks, and he's batting 7th in the lineup on Sunday after striking out 3 times on Friday and Saturday. What happened if this continues? You can't trade the guy. Do you not pick up the option at the end of the year?
Wow.
Ozzy was phenomenal on the postgame show last night, as always. But what I saw from him last night, and I love seeing sort of these moments come out on TV because we get to see a lot of this, I think, behind the scenes. But you see why Ozzy was such a great manager and great teammate, because he showed a lot of empathy and compassion for, I think, Luis Robert Jr. last night. That is a nice reminder that he's a human being and going through something really tough. And I loved Ozzy saying, you know, I want to go talk to him as a friend. I want to go see what's up. I'm not his manager. I'm not his teammate. I just want to know and talk to him and see if I can help him. And it's very clear when you listen to Ozzy that it's just not registering for Luis Robert Jr. right now. And he's not aware of really what's going on around him. He can't identify the pitches. And I think that's a really challenging place for someone to be in as a player, as a person, let alone take away like what the team needs to do about him. It's like, how do you, Luis Robert Jr., help yourself in this moment? And obviously the contract, he's making $15 million this year. Like, that's a tough spot for the White Sox. But the issue, the biggest issue I see is that I think he is hurting the team and hurting the guys around him, because you need him to be your best player or one of your best players to make everyone else better and to be that guy. And he's just not doing it. He's not helping. So I think a break, a substantial break, an Arizona break, you know, the spa or whatever you want to call it in Arizona, I think that could be really good for him. And I think it could be really good for the team.
Yeah, I think it's a great point you make, Ruthie. I mean, I just can't imagine what he must have thought getting dropped to 7th in the lineup. You know, like, were they trying to motivate him? Were they trying to kickstart him? Were they trying to take pressure off? Did it backfire? Like, really, you're demoting me? It kind of a thing. So, without being there, being around him, something right. seems off.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
doesn't seem right. You know, guy's got all the talent in the world. There was an argument being made, you know, even when the Cubs, like, was he the best player in Chicago? Now he's not even the best player on his own team, and he's batting 7th. And it was, how many top 10 prospects would you get from another team if you were to trade him? And, you know, could you imagine him in the Reds lineup? Could you imagine him with the Phillies? Could you imagine him with the Mets, right? And now those teams, they wouldn't want him anywhere near their team. And would you pick up the option? Not in the current situation, no. But, I mean, imagine, like, him getting out of town for absolutely nothing.
That's the worst-case yeah. scenario, really. I mean, they have decided to trade him. They want to trade him. I don't know where the guy's at psychologically. I've never seen him look as bad as he did over the last few days. And I think that you're right, Ruthie, that Ozzy's reaction to it is like, I mean, there was like a sadness mm-hmm. to it, because he knows, you know, he needs a day off.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a couple days off, and then this happened. Like, it's whatever the buttons are, they're not pushing the right one. And I don't know that there are buttons to push, frankly. But you can't, it's very difficult to see someone who at one point looked like he really had all of the talent in the world. I mean, 5-tool player, right? And now you watch him, and it's just shocking. It's
yeah.
just like, again, you know, he gets on base, and then he's running himself into a double play that is such a bad play that they don't pick up on it because no one would do that. I mean, he's lost mentally,
mm-hmm.
and he looks lost at the plate. And I hope he has a conversation with him. I hope they figure out a way to get something out of the guy, because this has been real. It's like, it's really hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch someone who is that. He's still a relatively young man, and he should be in his prime, and he's like years removed from being good now. It's really sad to see. Awful.
I understand the question.
Okay, the Cubs have an off day. They then will be in Washington, Detroit, Philadelphia, part of a 9-game road trip. Any surprise, the Tigers are saving their ace, Scooble, the reigning AL Cy Young winner, for the Cubs on Friday rather than pitch him Thursday here versus the Sox.
Yeah, you know, I saw that and I kind of chuckled. I think that we've talked a little bit about Detroit, but what's amazing about that team is like they are. I don't want to give only credit to the manager, but AJ Hinch is such a good manager. He's got these guys, and they have a different guy contributing on a regular basis. It's like a very kind of a deep, you know, to a certain extent, starless team that has different people showing up and doing great things. And I think that he's had like a coach of the year type of managerial job thus far. They got the best record in baseball. How is that possible? And Scooble is a great pitcher, and you're going to win games he's in. Why wouldn't you save him? Don't you feel if you're Detroit and you got all these people contributing in different ways that you can save your ace for a better team? That you can, you know, go home after this series in Chicago, and then you can start your ace against the visiting Cubs and maybe get a jump start and try to steal a series off of them. And listen, it's not going to be easy for the Cubs. That's a really good baseball team. They're doing a lot of good things. But the way they're doing it is kind of wild. I think Craig Counsell is doing a phenomenal job, and I think you feel good about him as a manager. But A.J. Hinch is having as good a year as anybody in baseball.
I'm looking forward to that series. Wouldn't it be cool to finally get a Tigers-Cubs World Series potentially, right? I like that the Cubs are getting the ace. If you're going to play in Craigtober, you need to know how to deal with top-of-the-line pitchers.
I'm happy
this is going to happen. Looking forward to it. David probably disagrees, not here to argue this point. You know, he always wants the Cubs to miss the best guys, and I want them to go against the best guys, especially when you're, let's put it, the worst case scenario, you're 12 games over 500 going into that series, worst case scenario, right? If you were to get swept by the Nationals, you face that guy. Yes. Take him on. Head on.
You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I'm with you, Dustin. I think that's going to be a nice test for them, and it'll really show you what you're made of. They are sustaining their prowess through the easy part of their schedule. They did a great job in May, and now it's on to June. On to Cincinnati, as they say. But nope, just kidding. Just beat Cincinnati. No, just kidding. But I think there's a very great point in saying, you know, you want to see the guy that will get you ready for the hardest part of your season, which you hope will be Craigtober. Gets me every time.
He loves it. And he does it derisively, just so you know.
That's the best part of it.
Not a big Craig man. Look, I think this is a lot of fun. I hope you're right, Dustin. I hope they're ready for it.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
What was your reaction to the Pacers dispatching of the Knicks in Game 6 on Saturday night down in Indy to set up a final versus the Thunder from OKC? That'll tip on Thursday. Who do you have the TV execs' nightmare of a series? Is this the worst-case scenario? Do you believe the Knicks had a great season by downing out in the Eastern Conference Finals? They just kind of fizzled, right? They just couldn't get it done.
I kind of love this for TV execs. I think it's funny when these things happen and, you know, the TV gods don't work in your favor. And that's coming from someone who works in TV and is like pro TV, you know. But I just do think it's funny when it works out this way. I was a big Knicks girl for no reason other than I just decided to kind of choose a rivalry in my household. My husband's from Boston, big Celtics guy. And I just sort of liked the Knicks. I was excited about the Knicks. And I don't know if the Mullion Haw Show is really the proper listener or viewer for me to say this, but I was really loving the Timothy Chalamet, Kylie Jenner relationship blossom before our eyes. I'm not a pop culture girl either, and I was just really enjoying watching two people seemingly very in love courtside during a basketball game. I do think it's fun to see the Knicks on the big stage, New York. You want to see the big markets. You want to see them on, you know, you root for those scenarios. Give me Larry David. Give me Ben Stiller on courtside. I think it's fun. I think it's exciting. But there is something to say for, you know, the smaller markets making it this far. It shows why sports is great. It rallies these cities. Oklahoma City, Indianapolis, it's just cool. I mean, and not that they're necessarily small cities, but it's cool, and I'm looking forward to watching the finals.
You know, we'll watch because that's what we do. We watch this stuff and we try to inform and entertain you about what we saw the next day after we watch it. But this it's a tough sell. I mean, I think it's more interesting to talk about, you know, can the Pacers win a game and can the Thunder win every game by double digits? Like, you know, I don't think there's much here. I think the Thunder are too, they're just too good. If anything, it's going to be a rust factor. Maybe somehow, but Thursday still is like so far away,
right?
When you get up early on a Monday morning, like Thursday seems like 2 weeks, not 3 days from now, right?
Right.
So I don't know if the rust factor, rest, and that whole thing will be a factor, but I think that's the only thing the Pacers, I'd be shocked. If the Pacers won two games, I'd be absolutely floored. But that's also maybe another reason to watch. Can the Pacers pull? They're heavy, heavy underdogs. Heavy underdogs. I just wonder if they can keep a game within single digits.
I'm fascinated by this series. Just from a basketball standpoint, listen, you know, the ideal would be if Boston were there, if Tatum was healthy, if you had, like, last year's champion playing in a really tough series. That'd be great. This OKC team is so good defensively. So I'm going to be really curious. Like the Pacers, are they used to having guys pick you up and stay with you the whole court? And then if you get by a guy, you got a freakishly tall man there to block your shot. I don't know, man. I don't see a path for the Pacers unless they get like two absolutely phenomenal game, two stars playing their best for every game, not two games. They're going to need Siakam to be the MVP of the series. They're going to need Halliburton to be the MVP of the series. No days off for those guys. Not a moment off. I don't know that we're going to see that. I feel like this is a lopsided. I think that, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
They won 68 games during the regular season, and they're really good. I don't see them losing this series to the Pacers. I'll tell you what, I don't know that the Knicks could have won a game against them. The Knicks are such a overachieving team, and that's Tom Thibodeau. It's what he does. And they, you know, that was a typical kind of Tibbs season where you get in the playoffs and, you know, they did better than you thought they do, but they didn't really have the next level. And God, they didn't have it in that game six. It just was a, it was so, and I'm, you know, I love Chalamet.
I was going to ask, because, you're not a,
because of the Dylan movie. I love Bob Dylan, and I thought he was phenomenal. I cannot believe that he did not win the Oscar for that, because he deserved it. Mm-hmm. 5 years of his life, and he can sing, and he's a great performer. But, man, that girl must really love him to show up at those games with him when he's just doing.
It's a love story.
I don't know if it's a love story. I don't know.
I loved it.
I'd be...
you didn't like the sunglasses,
I'd be careful if I were those two crazy kids. It's not... It seems like a complicated situation. Let's put it that way. Chalamet wants to be the greatest actor ever, right? And they say that. He's got to learn to grow a mustache, though. He's been on that thing for a long time. It's not filling in. Should be easier. But I love that kid.
Yeah.
Not a big man for the Kardashians.
He's in love.
Question that one.
She's a Jenner. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
she's
good. Good. Because there's been a lot of bodies left in the wake, if you know what I'm saying. A lot of men's lives ruined, in my opinion.
Right.
Don't bring that up. I don't know anything about it, so I'll be careful. All right, we got the extra point next. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Where are you now with the Bears' chances of getting shovels in the ground in line with Kevin Warren's timeline of pre-2026? No bills from the Illinois General Assembly were passed in the so-called mega development legislation that would help freeze property tax assessments, nor were any funds set aside in the $55.2 billion budget bill for any stadium projects. Does that impact Kevin Warren's timeline?
You know, David always jokes on this show about he has exhaustion from or fatigue. What does he call it? Like fatigue of certain things. Like I have stadium fatigue. Like I'm done talking about it. It's on our show on Chicago Sports Network. Clay and I always defer the stadium conversation to David so he can interpret all of the minutiae for us. So I would like to defer to Mully and Dustin for all this. Get the shovel in the ground. Get the shovel in the ground. It's all that matters. You got to do it before the end of the year. Otherwise, you're not going to have this stadium till 2030.
Right.
Like, how long is this thing going to take?
Right.
Something needs to start in 2025. Otherwise, why did you bring Kevin Warren here? What was the point of getting this all-powerful team president to build a stadium if you're not going to... What have you been doing the last two seasons?
Right.
2 years?
Right.
3 years? Three.
Well, it's been... They've owned the land for a long time.
They've owned the land for a long time. But Kevin Warren's been here now three seasons.
I also suffer from massive stadium... Bears fatigue. Stadium talk fatigue, but I understand why we're talking about it because it's the Bears and it matters. But at the end of the day, wherever they play, lots of people are going to show up and go. But now I do think now it is clearer than ever that they're going to Arlington Heights. I think a redo of Soldier Field, a stadium to the east a little bit or to the south a little bit. I think those are all, I think that's done. I think now we know for sure. Now, the one thing, and nothing was set aside, but I think what the Bears are really looking for as far as help financially from the city and the state and all that kind of jazz are improvements to the roads, infrastructure, that type of stuff. Not actual, like, concrete for the foundation or steel or lights or plumbing. They're looking for things around the stadium to improve and help with that to make congestion not a thing. But, I mean, it's just build the damn thing already.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I mean, the problem with this is that the mega development thing is a huge deal because it basically freezes taxes while you're building this thing. So they need to get that. They need more certainty on the tax cost for them to go ahead with what you're talking about. And that is the key to this thing, that they've lost another legislative session. And it is, you know, again, when you're putting the budget out there and you're putting all the money together for it, the fact that they are ignored in this is significant, and it does impact them. And you're right. I think they're going to wind up in Arlington Heights, but I've felt that way since they bought the property. And that was when Ted Phillips was in Chicago. They've had this property for a long time. So you look at what has been done, and this whole, I don't know that I understand why the flirtation with building on the lakefront, and why was that to just get tax certainty? And if that were to work, would that be worth it, all the time they've lost? Because the other element here is, aren't there tariffs announced on steel coming into this country? I'm just saying, like, you know, this isn't, you're losing money every right. year that you don't get shovels in the ground. And I believe Kevin Warren said there would be shovels in the ground by January 1, right? So is that still on? And if it isn't, well, now you got some splaining to do. Now you got to figure out why that's not the case. So I think it's probably a bigger deal than we're giving it any voice of. But I totally understand the idea of stadium fatigue, because you just and I feel that way with everything that's going on in this town. Yeah. You just want to get to it, get it going. You know, once they get this thing going, they're going to be printing money. I mean, it's going to be
yeah.
a financial windfall, which hopefully will make the team will rise up, and they'll get better through that as well. I mean, it could be kind of a wonderful marriage of the team getting better and the stadium being built. And I think that would be a glorious thing to see, because you want the Bears to be good for a long time. And you need that kind of certainty to get it done.
It's so interesting. Anytime I'm out and people ask me about the Bears, or, you know, they always want to know, number one, how do you feel about Ben Johnson? What's going on with Ben Johnson? Right. Number two, what's going on with the stadium? Always number two. Like, people care deeply about what's, you know, are they going to Arlington Heights? What's the holdup? Why? So there is a lot of intrigue and interest for good reason. But it's just, at this point, it's like, all, you know, the updates from Illinois General Assembly, like, these are things that are just,
yeah,
you got to just deal with it and build the stadium.
No one has any time for that at all.
No.
I understand it. But, I mean, there's another pause to this, is all the news is. And it could be a little bit worrisome moving forward, but there's no real breaking news. It's just
right.
they didn't get the positive news they were hoping for.
Right.
All right, 312-644-6767. We'll be back with your calls. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Deep drive right center, back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone! Michael Bush with a two-run homer. Cubs lead 4-0. Listen to this crowd.
That is the Great Clip of the Week, brought to you by Great Clips. Go to Great Clips for your next haircut. It's gonna be great. It is Mully and Haw on The Score. Ruthie Polinsky, kind enough to sit in this morning, and we have been talking about the Cubs' great series victory, and good to see Michael Bush turn the corner a little bit. And this is Dustin's pet peeve that he doesn't get to hit against lefties, but I understand it to a certain extent. I still think that he's right to be bothered by it, because at some point you're going to get to a bigger part of the season and you're going to need guys to be prepared to hit against anyone.
Yeah, and I think what you're seeing, what happened this weekend with Michael Bush, is just another example of any given day, it could be any given guy that helps you win the game on this team. It's just there's so many strengths, I think. And you want guys to be well-rounded, but I also think there's enough depth, especially when it comes to the offense right now,
yes,
obviously pending the Kyle Tucker situation with the finger, but there are enough guys that can produce it with what they're good at. So if Kyle Tucker's out, maybe you need Michael Bush to be more versatile against different hitters or different pitchers, et cetera. But I think he is... what we saw yesterday is a good example of why this team is working and the way Craig Counsell has maneuvered guys to play to their strengths.
I think he's done a great job. I really do. I don't have any real arguments against him, because I think that you look at their offense has been stellar all year long, and you are right. They've put a good team together. They're getting more out of Seiya Suzuki than I expected that they would. I mean, he seemed like, I was wondering how he would do moving to a DH role, and would there be any response to that? He's been excellent. PCA, his development.
We haven't even talked about PCA yet today.
He's had another multi-hit game yesterday. I mean, that guy's always good. And, you know, he is emblematic of what you're talking about. They can beat you in so many different ways. He can beat you in so many different ways. He's hit some home runs. He's got more power than you expected. But every time
the base
he's
running,
up, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The speed and the base running
and
all of that has been sensational.
And
Dansby Swanson is playing a lot better than he was earlier in the year. His speed has come into play a couple of times. He beat out a double play chance, but he hightailed it and he beat it out. It was excellent. There are really good things going on with this team.
Back to PCA for a second. What I love about this Cubs team is, yes, they're good and they're winning, but the personalities on this team, I think, are so much fun. And PCA scoring that run from first base was, and the way he came across home plate, ran into the netting to cheer with the fans. Like, he just has star power. And he is just electrifying in so many different ways. And I think we've always seen that personality. We've just waited for the production to meet it. And now that it's all coming together, he is absolutely electric.
He's a modern version, and I mean, this is an absurd thing to say because it wasn't that long ago, of Javi Baez. He's the guy that has the kind of it is a palpable connection with the fans.
Yeah.
And he's the energy guy. And when he does something, like, he shows off a little bit every once in a while because he can. And Javi could do that. And you know, I'm delighted. I can't wait to see Javi. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what he can do against the White Sox. I don't like that as much because Sox fans always boo him, and even when he was awful, if you start booing him, he's going to kill you. But now that he's playing well, I think that series, like, I'm not terribly interested in the Washington series, to be honest with you, but I think that Detroit series followed by Philadelphia, those should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Again, it's just playing the best, beating the good teams,
no doubt,
going up against the good teams. You want to see kind of where you stack up.
All right, 312-644-6767 is the number. We will be right back with your phone calls. It's Mully and Haw. We've got Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for David, Mr. David, on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.